Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi Landowner Tree Improvement Program. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Pine and Hardwood Specialist. So, Randy, I know that this particular forestry program, which you designed, has been published in Mississippi State Extension's publications. And can you tell me how this got started?
I mean, when I worked with the timber industry, it was well known from our economic analysis that one of the best and cheapest ways to increase revenue from our loblolly pine plantations was to plant genetically improved seedling. However, as time has progressed, so has the genetic improvement techniques resulting in new genetic types. But most landowners and consultants in Mississippi still focus on open pollinated second generation seedlings. And while these seedlings are good, they're no longer the best. To aid the landowner, I thought, what better way than to work with those landowners that are in the process of establishing new pine plantations and to provide them with a small comparison trial of both new and old genetic stock, where they can see for themselves as well as their neighbors the differences that exist among these different genetic seedling types. Really, the idea I borrowed from the agricultural companies, where they place demonstration plots in ag fields along roadsides, so those driving farmers driving around, they can visually see the differences among the various genetic types. In forestry, the level of crop domestication is not near what it is in agriculture, but today we have a much wider availability of genetic pine seedling types for regeneration. These range from open pollinated to controlled pollinated to actually clones, which we call varietals in the forest industry. In the industry, there's a better understanding of what these various genetic types are capable of simply because the industry is usually a member of a very large tree improvement cooperative, such as those located at North Carolina State University or Texas A&M University. However, the landowners and most consultants do not plant the acreage that the industry does, thus it's not feasible for landowners to spend their funds on being a member of a tree improvement cooperative. This connect was something that I felt needed to be filled. Thus, my program was designed to provide landowners and their consultants with a limited number of clones, controlled pollinated seedlings, as well as open pollinated seedlings.
Okay, and that gives me a little more understanding about the need for the program, but how exactly does it work?
Well, it all starts with the County Forestry Association throughout the state. I made it a goal of mine in 2014 to talk to as many of these as possible. And I pitched the program to any interested landowner or consultants that would like to be part of the program. Each demonstration test site covers approximately 2 acres and contains 8 different genetic types. Each of the 8 genetic types are planted in what we call 100 tree block plots, that is to simulate stand, growth, and yield. So each landowner gets 800 seedlings made up of 3 varietals or clones, 3 controlled pollinated families, 2 second generation open up pollinated families. Of course, none of this would be possible if seedling companies like Arborgen in 2015 and this year, both Arborgen and International Forest Seed Company have agreed to donate advanced genetic seedlings. This is a cooperative program where we ask the landowner to site prepare the area, properly plant the site under our supervision, and then control competing vegetation for the first year. Mississippi State Extension will measure the sites annually and provide the landowner a summary analysis of their material as well as the other landowners across the state. During our first year of the program in 2015, we were able to put in 14 two-acre plots out on landowner sites throughout the state. In 2016, we have another 14 landowners that have signed up again to get their land, but we need to get their land properly prepared, and that leaves us with extra seedlings for other landowners in most cases. That's why I'm asking that any landowner would like to participate in the program, call me at 662-325-2777 or email me at rjr84@mississippistate.edu.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Pine and Hardwood Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.